Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Crystal. May I please have the email address on the account, please?
KM4579@AOL.com.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
I would like to order.
Okay, let's see. Okay, have you placed an order before with us?
Yes.
Okay, you said K, is that N as in Nancy or M as in Mary?
M as in Mary.
Oh, well, I had that. And then it was 4579?
At AOL.com.
Yes, ma'am. I didn't have an account coming up. Do you have, let's try your first and last name, please.
Kathleen Markoumas, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N. I've been a customer for more than 5 years.
Okay, yes, and maybe it's just not coming up with your email. I'm not sure. How do you spell Markoumas, please?
M-A-R-K-U-M-A-S.
Okay. I was looking for that. Let me see. Nothing is wanting to come up that way either. Let me see. We have changed system, so it's a little bit hard to navigate. Is your phone number 434-942-9460?
Yes.
Okay, and when is the last time you placed an order, ma'am?
I moved since then, and I had another telephone number.
Okay, what was that other phone number?
540-587-9188.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Nothing. 540-587-9188.
That's correct.
Okay. Let's try to look in another spot for you because nothing. So you haven't placed an order recently since we have our new system?
I haven't placed an order since November.
Okay. That could be what it is. Let's try to go back to the old system to see if we can locate an account that way for you. And I am looking now because we don't have your email address. So you just call every time you want to place an order. Is that how you do it, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. So you don't have a subscription. Okay. Let's see if we can get anything to come up with this phone number in a different place, 540-587-9188, and let's see what happens here for us. And hopefully that'll bring a phone number up for an account up with that phone number.
Okay. I had a special rate, actually. It was a long time I've been a customer.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'm doing my best to locate an account, and since we've got a new system, I'm not locating an account with that, so I'm going to go back to our old system to see if I can find anything.
Maybe my old address will do it.
Okay, let me put this phone number in. I'm waiting on that 587-9188 and see if that will pull anything up for us here. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Nothing came up that way either. What product were you ordering?
Okay. You want to try my old address first?
No, ma'am. I think we found you this way. Let's see. Here we go. It did come up in the very old system. Could you verify your address, please? The one that starts with a 1.
1598 Kenmar Drive, Bedford, Virginia.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. And this is the correct address now?
No, that's wrong.
That's the wrong
address.
The telephone
number is wrong, too. Everything's wrong there now. The new address.
We're going to have to recreate because, we're going to start here. What I see the last time this was ordered was in September. It was the cognitive boost. Is that correct? The last time it was ordered was September 17th. But we would have to create you a new account with our new system. But I don't see where, and you said you were getting a special price. Yes, ma'am, I do see you were getting, let me look and see, you were getting you had a subscription in the past, that's why you were getting that special price of $99.90 back then for that cognitive boost.
And that was for two boxes or six boxes,
Yes, ma'am, but we wouldn't be able to do that price now, ma'am. since we have this new system, I can't go back and give you that price for that cognitive boost. 2 months of cognitive boost. You are getting a 50%. Yes, ma'am, but I do see the account has been canceled back on October 4th. It's showing me. So we would have to create a whole new account, and I'm almost 100% we wouldn't be able to do that new price.
Oh, my gosh. Why not? I've been a customer for over 5 years.
What you had, ma'am, your account was canceled.
Why? Who canceled me? I didn't cancel me.
Yes, and your account was canceled back in the year 2021, October 4th, when no new order was placed. They went ahead and canceled your account.
I tried to order, and they told me I couldn't order at that time. Not in October. I tried to order when I moved here.
Why did they tell you you couldn't order at that time?
I don't know. I have no idea. That's what she told me. I had to call back. I thought it was the strangest thing I'd ever heard.
Yes, yeah, I'm sorry she didn't let you know, but your account has been canceled.
Well, I sure didn't cancel it.
On October 4th. It looks like you had so many declined orders that it canceled it.
I don't decline the order. I use that all the time. And I am completely out now.
Yes, ma'am. See, yes, ma'am, the last time this was ordered was back then. And it does say auto shipment was canceled, ma'am, October 4th. So we would have to...
I was in the middle of moving, probably.
Yes, ma'am. We would have to go ahead and create a whole new account for you. That's the only way, but I wouldn't be able to give it to you at that special price anymore since that account was canceled.
So what is the price of this boost now?
Okay, yes, ma'am. We would have to, let me see if I can figure out what the price of it is now, because you were getting a 50% discount, but once that account was canceled, we can no longer get that. So it's going to be double that amount, if not a little bit more.
Oh, we're senior citizens living on Social Security. I can't afford it.
Yes, ma'am.
We
wouldn't
have to find something else.
Yes, ma'am. We would not be able to give you that 50% discount now since this account was canceled.
Well, how about because it's a brand new account then? What kind of deal do you give the brand new account?
Yes, ma'am. It's still going to be you would not be eligible for the 50% discount. So it's going to be. Let me get you see if I can find an exact price for you of what it would be for the cognitive boost. Let me get back there and look. And I'm looking now to see how much that product is a month. Okay. We're going to create the order and see what it would be.
You probably can't afford it. We're living on Social Security and trying to pay our bills.
Yes, ma'am. It would be... it's the cognitive boost you were getting...
Yes, hold on a second. I've got the box right in front of me. It's Omax Boost, scientifically tested brain health.
Okay, let me see. I'm not even sure we still... Here we go, brain health. Yes, ma'am. See, one box is $39.95, and you were getting two boxes at $40. What was that price you were getting them at?
$49.
Yes, ma'am. But now one box would cost you... just for a 30-day supply would definitely be that Omax Boost Brain Health Supplement. One box would be $39.95.
What's the cognitive boost?
Oh, yes, ma'am. That's just how it's showing up on my end. It's the same thing. It's just we went to a different way of saying it now. It's the same exact product.
It's cognitive boost. That's what it's called now, cognitive boost?
No, ma'am. It's a cognitive boost in the brain health is the same. I accidentally read what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to boost your cognitive ability, ma'am. You don't have to worry about that other product name. It's how you describe the product. Yes, ma'am. It's how the product's described. It's the same thing. But one box would be $39.95, but we would have to go in and create you a whole new account, ma'am. Would you like to do that?
I don't know what to do now.
Yes, ma'am, but once that was canceled like that, and they account for 2021, you wouldn't be eligible for that discount anymore.
All right, let me talk to my husband, and I'll call you back.
Okay, yes, ma'am, we could offer you some vitamin D today, too. It's sunshine in a bottle if you want it. We're interested in it.
No, thank you. But thank you anyway. I'll call you back. I'm gonna call my talk to my husband first. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for calling Omex Health. Have a great day, please, ma'am. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye.